Welcome to the program for another week. It's the Wild West. You're here with Mick.
And me.
And Steve. Just you and I this week.
Yep.
Glenn's away.
Yeah.
He'll be back shortly.
Yeah, he said, I'd be back.
That's it. this week on the program we cover, obviously, sport, television. No movies this week.
No movies.
We didn't watch any movies. Also, the local issues in the Wild West. And also, Mad Mick, you talk about a bunch of things from Facebook.
Yeah.
To disabled parking.
Yeah.
And bulk billing.
Bulk billing, yes.
Yes, which is a big crisis if you want to see a specialist.
Mm.
Or just a doctor in general, right, sometimes.
Specialist.
Yeah.
Specialists are the ones that do the fixing generally.
Well, that's it. So that's a little bit covered. And a couple of other things. Fake IDs, Jeffrey Rush.
Mm.
And demountables and
yeah.
politics, of course.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't talk about politics that much this time.
No, we did before.
Well, Facebook we did.
No.
Oh, and in TV.
And not only that, you talked about whatever Foley he was.
Luke Foley, yes.
Yeah. Do you know there was a Foley who is in New South Wales as a convict? He escaped to South Australia. He had a gun put on him by the police asking him what to do, and he put another gun out, and he was going to be executed for doing it, but the governor said, right, we've been told that you've seen the rest of Australia, and can you take our, show us a driving, they used to drive cattle up to Sydney and other places, so they got him to do the driving.
Right.
So he got his life spared, and he didn't drive him.
That's good. Aaron
Foley. Don't know what his first name was.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was Luke Foley.
No, but he might be related to him.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents Mick. It's been a big day.
It's been a heavy day today.
It has been a heavy day, but we are here. What do you got for us?
I had a friend come up to talk to me about he's a person who's disabled, and there was no disabled parking anywhere around except in a quarter-hour parking zone. He went in to the doctors, and because he was caught in the doctors for so long, he'd come out more than half an hour later, and when he came out, he found himself with a parking fine. When he rang up and talked to Liverpool Council about it, they just said, bad luck.
Is that because their rules, though, Mick?
That's their rule. They just said they just changed the rules over to
as soon as he done it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, I am looking at the rules, Mick.
Yeah.
The RMS rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he was in there for a quarter hour.
No, he was in there for longer than a quarter hour.
Oh, he was in there for longer?
He was in a
that's right, but
surgery.
How long was the parking?
For a quarter hour.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, he's only allowed to be in there for 30 minutes extra.
30 minutes extra.
If it's less than 30 minutes, the parking spot, then he can only be there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but you said he was in hospital, so that's kind of... I'm sure he'll be fine if he can get a doctor's note, right?
No, he's tried everything. The only thing I've told him to do was go to the media, like Alan Jones, or go to the TV shows, it's like Current Affairs...
Oh,
see what they can do to embarrass the Liverpool Council.
Well, that makes sense. Why not?
Because when you're disabled, they told him you'd go up a mile, half a mile away, or say 2 kilometre or kilometre and a half, and walk back.
Yeah.
When you're disabled, when you don't have a bad shoulder or something,
you can't really do
you
that.
You can't
right?
really do that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I found that it was insensitive by Liverpool Council to say that thing to him.
Well, that's it, right? Why would they say something like that?
Hmm.
So what does he have to do now? Just
he paid the fine and he had to go into he paid the fine because he was going into hospital to get a shoulder reconstruction, and so to get that off his mind before he went into surgery, he paid it.
Oh, that sucks. That's the last thing he wants to be reminded of right before surgery.
Yeah,
having to pay a fine. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you didn't want to wake up and think, oh, I got the bloody fine to go to pay.
Yeah.
You know, when you're disabled, wait until these people who make these rules become disabled or see how they like it.
Well, I don't think they're going to like it very much.
No.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, these things happen. So the rules need a change, you think, for disabled people?
They need a change.
What would you implement?
If it's in a quarter hour parking spot and you're in a doctor's surgery and you get delayed, you should be allowed to take until you can come out of the doctor's surgery.
Well, that makes sense. It's like when you're in hospital, how are you going to, you know, but then again.
We've seen these hospitals with their parking rules and regulations where people's cars get fined or they get taken away.
Yeah.
And the people who have got those things are not always capable of being there to fix up the problem, or they haven't got the money to pay the fine, or they haven't got the money to pay for a day.
Yeah. You
know? And they've changed some of the payments, or private things from Wilson's, who were one of the parking things at the hospitals, but they've changed the regulations, and now some you can park if you're on a patient or some in certain hospitals, you only pay a minimum of $2, $3, or $5 or $10 for the day, where you would have been paying $50 or $60 a day.
Yeah.
And if you have to come in each day, it costs a lot of money.
That adds up right after the 60 and 70.
And there's a little teenage boy who complained to the government, and he got it changed. So
that's good. We need more people to complain to the government, I think. That usually solves the problem, right? Not all the time, but it does sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends what they're complaining about, I guess. But in this case, something needs to be done about the disabled permits, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was like Glenn with his problem recently with his leg.
Yeah.
He couldn't get one because
it took him 2 weeks to get it.
And they couldn't give him a temporary one while he was waiting for the one to come. And it's like, this whole system's messed up.
Sucks.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
It's like biting on a lemon. It gives you... But I like biting on lemons. Well, most people don't like eating lemons.
No, they don't. Welcome back to the program. It is time for Sport, Mick. A lot to cover this week.
Yeah, I know.
AFL started, NRL's going, basketball's coming to an end, the women's cricket.
Well, the women's cricket did pretty
good. Women's AFL are at the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, and they nearly finished their season.
Yeah, that's right, the grand final got rained out, I hear.
Did it get rained out?
Yeah. That was recently. Yeah.
It would have been today, yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, because I just saw an article where it said it got rained out.
Ah.
So they might have to redo it on there. Mm. I don't know how that works, to be honest. But where would you like to begin, Mick?
Oh, the winning of the cricket from the women's.
Yes, how'd they go?
They did pretty good. They won it ahead in their competition now against India. In India itself, I think.
Oh, that's good.
And it's pretty hard to play to win competitions when you're outside your own environment, because you haven't got those supporters behind you and stuff like that.
Well, that's it, right? Was that the one at Adelaide, I think? No, sorry, I'm thinking of the other one.
Well, the motor racing's tomorrow.
Motor racing tomorrow. Jump from cricket to motor racing. Good job.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, isn't it?
How's that going?
The Englishman, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
When I saw him, he was driving the Mercedes. He had the fastest time yesterday. So they were trying out the shootout to get the pole position, but I don't know how he's gone today.
We'll have to wait and see, Mick. I'm not too sure either. Let's see, we got also...
Hamilton, his name is.
Greg Hamilton?
No, not Greg Hamilton. I can't. Something Hamilton.
Okay, I don't know. But the AFL has kicked off its first round for 2018. Are you a Swans supporter, Mick?
Yes and no. I like seeing the underdog win.
Okay.
If the underdog's the Swans, yes. If it's Western Sydney Phoenix, yes. But if it could be some other team who's at the bottom of the table and they got the head of the winning on the comp, I like to see the underdog win.
Well, that makes sense. But Sydney are playing tomorrow against the West Coast Eagles, however, right now, we got St Kilda and Brisbane playing. St Kilda's winning. That's right, is that the second Sydney game will be tomorrow as well? We got the Greater Western Sydney and the Western Bulldogs going at it. So we won't really have results until next week, I guess.
It's good fun playing Aussie rules.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to play Aussie rules at school. When the ball got dropped, He never picked it up because he kicked the hell out of it. And anyone who tried picked it up,
they
got the kicking.
The NRL's on at the moment as well, Mick. Round 3 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly run through it. I guess the pretty weird game with at Campbelltown Stadium.
Yeah,
we had the Broncos and the West Tigers,
and they just lost the West Tigers.
But what a small game, Mick. You know what the score was?
Nope.
Broncos 9, Tigers 7.
And there was a controversial.
How did that happen?
No, West is going pretty good this year, and there was a controversy in one of the free kicks they got.
Okay.
Which was given to the Broncos, not to the thing. So
to the Tigers, right. Yeah. Well, we also had the Bulldogs taking on the Panthers.
And the Bulldogs won.
Bulldogs won by 2, yes. And also the Storm taking on Cowboys, and the Cowboys won by 16. So 30-14. So that makes sense. Right now we've got Canberra taking on the Warriors, 19-12. So Canberra probably going to go pretty good.
You know what gets me about the Cowboys?
What's that?
They shouldn't have called them the Cowboys. They should call them the Jackaroos, because we call them... We don't have Cowboys over here. We have Jackaroos over here. Well, Jillaroos.
We have Cowboys over
here. No, we don't. Our Cowboys are called Jackaroos.
All right. Well, that's a
or Stockman.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
All right, now looking at the basketball, though, Mick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have... We've actually got... A tiebreaker, sort of. The last game for the grand final of the NBL is on tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
against the Adelaide 36ers and the Melbourne United.
Mm. That's on Sunday?
Tomorrow, yes, sorry, Sunday. Yes, Sunday. Ooh, it should be on SBS, I think, or ABC, one of them.
Don't know.
Not too sure, to be honest. I probably
should. Could even be on Mate or one of the seven things.
Oh, usually it is, though, isn't it?
Don't know.
I'm not too sure about that. But,
well, I know the motor racing's on one of the TV shows.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Well, so far we've had the Melbourne United win one, then we've had the 36ers win one, then Melbourne United won again, and now in the finals we'll see. It might be what happens then is the draw. I don't think so.
I reckon they should only have one game, and that should be it.
Well, that's it, right?
It's pushing them too many times.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in sports when they've been pushed and pushed. Extending
just wear
himself.
And tear, right?
And yeah, it gives them more wear and tear on their thing. So if they want to last longer, they have to have less finals. Or
well, that's it. It sounds like they're having round robins, and it's like, I don't know, you know, it's a bit too much, I think. But speaking of not wearing and tearing, Mick, Winx. Winx won today.
Nod, nod, and wink, wink.
He winked.
Say no more.
He won his 24th straight.
He's getting up.
Third in a year in a row, though, as well.
Yeah, that's like Black Caviar, but Black Caviar won them all in a row, didn't he?
That's it, yeah, that's right. Well, Winx is doing pretty good. 24th straight win. This was the Golden Slipper today, I believe.
Mm.
Came to a close race, but Golden Slipper went to Winx, so that's pretty understandable, I guess. Makes perfect sense. Other than that, Mick, that is it for sport.
Thank God. I'm not a sportsman. I don't like watching it. I'd rather be participating.
Rather be involved, right?
I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
In the Paralympics,
mm-hmm.
a bloke won a gold medal in...
Yeah.
No, it's not in the Paralympics. There's a bloke in diving
mm-hmm.
who was... who's very good in, they think you'll win a gold medal in the Commonwealth game.
Oh, yes.
And that's his first year in diving, and they look like he's going to win. He's mm-hmm. won trophies and other things in World Cup, I think. But before that, he used to be a gymnast.
Oh, wow.
And he injured himself, and he went from being a gymnast to a diver. And he's done very well. I reckon he's the best in the world.
Well, that's good to hear, as long as he enjoys it, right? Mm.
But diving and gymnastics are very similar. You still have to do the same types of jumps and turns.
It's usually the motion, right, of the body, how it's going. Mm. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick 2. Mick, what do you got this time?
Yeah, some of you special. If you've got a large family or on a low income, and you're renting and you have to go to a specialist, I have found there are specialists who do not bulk bill.
Yeah, that seems to be common lately. Yeah. Mick.
And by not bulk billing, you've got to pay an extreme price up front. For example, I had to pay to go see a ears, nose and throat specialist.
Yep.
$240. And I only got about $60 or $80 back.
That's not much when you think about it.
And if you've got a large family and you've got bills to pay, if you're renting, you're paying off your house, you have to go and say, which can I afford? Can the kid or the person go without going to the specialist?
Yeah.
Or do I go to the specialist and make a decision? Do we eat? Or do we pay our bills? Or do we pay our rent? Or do we pay... What other things we have to pay?
Yeah, that's it.
Thrown out on the street.
Well, that's it. What do you have to go without, right?
Yeah. And going without on a low income. It might be all right for high income people, but it's not all right for low income people.
Well, that's it. So what's the thing to do, Nick?
So what they should be doing is making all specialists bulk billing, so the people who go to those who have got cards do not have to outlay any money. I heard one person, she was a disabled person with a physical and mental disorder, she had to get money off St. Vinny's to go to the specialist because she had to go to an orthopaedic surgeon and they wanted money cash straight up in front.
Oh, wow.
And she had to put off, she went around looking for one, and her knees, which were playing up where they had to get them fixed up, it took them 6 to 8 months to find the remedy, and the only remedy was getting some money off the charities to pay for it. And that's not right.
No, it's not fair.
No. If it was a politician, they'd be straight in.
Well, that's it, mate.
Yeah.
Because they got the contacts.
Yeah, they got the money too.
And that's it. They do. Which is a bit unfair, but that's how most of these work, right?
No. It's what causes big problems, what causes unstable government is no food or no money or no housing.
Well, that brings people to crime or depression
or drug taking.
Well, that's it, yeah.
And if you want a better country, you have to have equal for all.
Well, you do, but then people also got to save as well and things, which is a bit hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Especially if you don't have a job, that's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And being on unemployment benefits for a teenager, if they can't live with their parents, they are screwed.
Well, that's nothing, right? Isn't that only $14,000 a year on benefits?
That's below the poverty line. $20,000 or $25,000 was below the poverty line as well.
Oh, wow.
And then you get these people saying, I'm living on the poverty line, I'm getting $60,000 or $80,000 a year.
Oh. As if.
Yeah.
Like 45 is like the minimum you're going to make at a new job, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I've never had a job making that money.
Oh, really?
Since I got put on the pension, no.
Well, that's because you were on the railroads, right?
I was on the railways and buses.
Yeah.
I drove buses, and if you were making good money, you were making about $45,000 in those, say, over 20 years ago.
Well, that's different, yeah. Inflation and all that now, it's completely different, but yeah, I can understand.
Plus, you've got inflation to compete with, you've got your power going up.
Well, that's
You got your gas, water, your trains, your transport, your petrol.
Yeah. Your food prices are rising.
Food prices. Yeah. Your rates are going up. Rates. So when the rate goes up, if you're renting, the bloke who owns the house put up the rent to pay for the extra bit of rates.
Yeah, that's it. Which is not fair on the renter.
No. Not fair on anyone.
No, definitely not. But it's hard times, Mick. Well, hopefully it works out for these people that aren't able to bulk bill. Because most places don't as much as they used to.
No, most specialists don't. Mm. And the worst ones are the greedy. What I found that the ears, nose and throat specialists were the worst with charging big things. Like, I have to go to an ears, nose and throat specialist next week.
Yep.
And I've already outlaid $240.
Oh, wow.
I've got $80 back or whatever. Now I've got to go and do it again. and I got out my $140.
Hmm.
And I won't get that back either. I'll get a small, not the full price back, I'll get a proportion, which could be leave me short $100 or yeah. $80 or whatever.
You won't know until you get it, right?
So I won't know until I get it.
Yeah. Just got to wait and see.
Yeah.
When's that? Next week?
Next week.
So we'll know next week.
Yeah.
All right, Mick. Welcome back to the program. It is time for the Wild West, Mick. A quick short one this week. Not a lot to get through, as not a lot of news this week.
No, not really.
There usually isn't, though, to be honest, but we should be all right. Now, some news in the local area, though. There's going to be new night works on the Moore-Oxley bypass in Campbelltown.
Is it?
Which I guess is going to cause... Well, no, I think it should be fine for traffic because it's mostly at night time, so it's not going to cause trouble.
Depends on how late at night, because it starts at...
It's from 8 p.m. to 5... Actually, wait. Oh, that makes sense, yeah. The work will be carried out in 25 shifts at night from 8 p.m. to... I think that's meant to be from 5 a.m., but... 8 p.m. to 5 p.m.?
No, 5 a.m.
Yeah, I think there's a typo here, that's what I meant. Yeah, until 5 a.m. on April the 27th, so...
What time? What are they doing?
To reduce the impact on the community, let's see... Doesn't exactly say. No, it's just maintenance work. That's it, between Camden Road and Thomas Street as well. So that makes sense. Lane closures and all your general stuff. Call the local council if you've got a problem.
There'll be a lot of traffic through there because you get at late at night, you get a lot of trucks going down to Melbourne.
Well, that's it, right?
Mm.
It does quite a lot. Now, the... Labour. Mick, Labour, you like Labour?
No, not really.
They're concerned about the 84 demountable classrooms sprawled across Camden schools. They believe it is not enough to fulfil the area. Whose fault's that?
Both Liberal and Labour, I think.
Yeah.
Because in around 2000, they started closing down schools all through Sydney.
Oh, really?
And selling off the land.
Right.
And I can't remember who did it, but what they should have done is kept the schools and kept them open.
Mm-hmm.
Or closed them and put the homeless people into the schools so they could have somewhere to live.
Well, that makes sense, right?
And they could have maintained the schools, and then when they needed the schools, they just put the other people out and bring in the schools or whatever.
Yeah, that could help, but as for now, there's a school crisis, and where are they going to put all these kids? More demountables, I guess?
They reckon there's a shortage of 280-something schools need to be built by the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And they haven't got the money to do it, but they can build a new... football stadiums or new two football stadiums.
Well, we don't know if that's happening yet.
I think it might be knocked on the head because Labor's going around in the bus saying schools and hospitals, not stadiums.
Well, that's it, or maybe more demountables or something. But Luke Foley was in the area this week, Mick.
Yeah,
looking at the schools.
Bus.
Yeah, he's a red and white bus.
Yep.
So hopefully they are. They actually get some things sorted, you know.
But they're tarred, both tarred with the same brush anyway.
Yeah.
Since Labor took the U out of Labor, they don't work for us. And
that's all right. That's pretty much it for the local issues. As I said, very short. There wasn't that many things to cover this week.
No.
That's it.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened. You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data. And if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people. So our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And there are a few basic things that I think we need to do to ensure that. One is...
What do you think he should do, Mick? Because this week, Facebook
and
Cambridge Analytica... sharing information. It's been... The funny thing about this, though, Mick, is they've been doing this since 2015.
Mm. But the most important part is people who are on the Facebook, but if your picture is with the person who's put you together, you might not even be on Facebook or whatever, and they use your face as well compared to the person who posted it.
Well, Mick, the thing is, I downloaded my Facebook data to see what it had. Honestly, it didn't have as much as I thought it would. I can see why people are upset, because to be honest, it has a lot more to do with your friends and your family than yourself. Right. It's got all their contact details. But that's the thing. It's what they've put on there. So I can understand why people are upset. But
they shouldn't be using other people's...
That's it. They shouldn't be giving that detail away, especially for elections.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll let...
But they're also talking about it can be used as a weapon.
Well, that's it.
And what type of weapons are they going to use? Are they going to come around and bump you off? Use gas, not use special gases to...
Well, they might be able to find out what you're allergic to and...
Yeah.
Well, should we hear what Mark Zuckerberg thinks should be done?
Yeah.
All right.
Making sure that developers like Alexander Kogan, who got access to a lot of information and then improperly used it, just don't get access to as much information going forward. So we are doing a set of things to restrict the amount of access that developers can get going forward. But the other is we need to make sure that there aren't any other Cambridge Analytica's out there, right? Or folks who have improperly accessed data. So we're going to go now and investigate every app that has access to a large amount of information from before we lock down our platform. And if we detect any suspicious activity, we're going to do a full forensic audit and make sure that no one out there is improperly using data. And that's, I think...
All right, Mick. Mark Zuckerberg thinks an internal investigation into whomever's got more information than they should is the ideal way to do
it. Yeah, but using your apps...
They control a lot of apps.
Yeah, but you know, this should be in the privacy law where they can't use it to sell it on to make their money.
Well, that's it. But don't you got to
do it with the banks and allow banks and allow to do it?
No, that's it.
Medical things and allow to be given away.
Yeah, but it's just your private information. Well, the thing is, like, my mother got a call the other week from a power company. Saying, you know how the ones you get the call saying, oh, would you like to change your power? She's like, how'd you get my details? How'd you get my number?
Mm.
And how'd you get my name? And they wouldn't tell her.
Mm. And then they disturb you just as you come in
shopping
or you come in from having, you're just about to cook dinner or for you put the kids down to have lunch or tea.
Yep, yep.
And it's not right.
No, it's not. But
they disturb you.
Well, they do. And they have the no call registries, but I don't know how reliable they are.
With the no-call registry, all you have to do, if they do that too, you say, sorry, can you give me your phone number and name? I'll give you a ring back later. And then what you do is ring the no-disturb people and say, this person rang me up on a certain time, at this time, something about it. And if it's not from overseas and it's in Australia, they can do something about it. They can kick their ass.
Well, that's it. They'll be in a lot of trouble, right? Because I believe that... do not call register is there for a reason.
Yeah.
Even though they still do it anyway.
Yeah. The other thing is, I've been getting phone calls. We are from Telstra. Your internet server is down. And
joke's on them, hey Mick.
The joke's on them because I haven't got internet. Or you get another one where we're from Centrelink. The Centrelink payment's just gone up.
Yeah.
Can you tell us which one payment on? Press one, press two, press one, four. I think so. Be careful. Because they can be a con.
But the thing is, we joke about that, Mick, but people do get fooled by it. Like elderly people do.
Not elderly persons, even elderly, normal people get
it. Yeah, some people do.
That person I was talking to who had problems, who had to go see the surgeon, who had to get money loaned or get money off the...
Yeah.
They got into her, and because she had no money on the thing, I was there watching them and listening to what they were saying.
Mm.
And then I said, turn it off straight away.
Yeah, they're full of crap.
They went into her computer, turned off certain things, wiped them, and then they said, oh, you haven't got any money in your account.
And then they hung up, right?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, no one should be taking advantage of that. Yeah. There needs to be something done as well.
Mm.
But as far as Facebook goes, Mick, people are still going to use it, I think.
I think it's too big. Big things do fall down.
Well, what is it? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So yeah. I think Facebook will probably go down. Eventually, it'll get phased out with something else.
Mm.
But as for now, I think people are just frustrated that... I think they're more frustrated that their information has been used in a Donald Trump campaign.
Yeah,
I think that's what they're more angry about than their information being released.
Or the other bit is the information's being released to people unknown and they do not know what can be used against them.
Well, that's it. I think that's also a bit of a thing as well. But, you know, these things happen.
How many times have you gone on and bought something online or inquired something?
Yep.
Like one of your mates, Mr. Moody, and I asked him to go online about some Subarus. Every time he went on about Subarus, every time he turned on his computer, yeah, ads popped up for Subaru.
Well, that's it, because it's the keywords he's using.
Yeah.
So it makes complete sense.
That's not right either.
No, it's not, but they're very targeted, so it kind of does make sense in terms of, like, internet usage.
He only went on for one purpose, and that was once.
Yeah, I know, but it happens. Mm. But anyway, that's it on Facebook, Mick. You're going to close your Facebook account?
I haven't got a Facebook account. Oh, I did. One person opened one for me, and she used to update it all the time for me. I didn't do anything.
That's a good start, I think.
So, all you got is me singing in a swimming pool, paddling around in a canoe with a pool strainer.
Excellent. We'll let the listeners go and find that.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television, Mick.
What do you got there this week?
Well, Mick, I'm angry about this. I think the biggest thing we should start with was the Batman by-election.
And what happened in the Batman by-election?
In the real Batman by-election, Jed Kearney won.
Yeah.
The AOP, Labour, I believe.
Yeah, the Labour woman.
Yes, that's right. When she beat out Alex Bathol, which is from the Greens. Who would have thought that the Greens nearly would have won that? Because nothing happened with Liberal.
Mm.
No one ran for that. Wasn't that a bit weird?
No. Liberals let the... They thought the Greens would take the Labour.
Oh, they thought the Greens were going to win?
Yes.
No, the Greens would never win.
Yeah, the Greens had on polling that they were going to beat them.
Oh, really?
But there were some dirty deeds done. Mm. Done well done.
Sounds like it.
And there was complaints about this woman from the Greens, how she was a bully, stacked the party branches and all that, and they wanted her to be resigned.
Well, just because of these rumours?
Yeah, disorder.
Wow, okay.
That's why the Greens blame the disorder to why they lost Batman and Robin.
All right, well, we'll get into that, but a bit of controversy this week with the Tonightly with Tom Ballard program.
No, I don't like Tom Ballard.
I'm not going to lie, I do enjoy his show, but he did get in a lot of trouble this week to do with the Batman by-election.
He does some... I don't like him. I don't like him when he's presenting, but I've seen some of the sketches without him in it.
And they're pretty good.
Really pretty good, yeah.
Well, this one... Yeah, sorry.
But with him in it, nah.
Not a fan.
Nah.
All right, well, this is part of the program during the week where they had one of the actors on the program play a fake person from the Australian Electoral Commission to deal with the new Batman suit.
See, I have come up with a solution that addresses all of these concerns.
Right, and what's that?
The electorate of Batman shall henceforth be renamed Batman Was a Cunt.
Yes, Mick, that...
He used the wrong C word.
You think so?
He should have used clowns.
I think... Yeah, I don't know.
How many people are scared of clowns?
A lot.
Yeah.
Are you scared of clowns, Mick?
No.
All right.
No.
But he did figure out what they should do with that newfound respect for Batman.
Mm.
They thought, maybe a little bit of promotional work. Well, what would you do, Mick?
If they were telling the truth and say, Batman killed a lot of people, or mass murderer, or sent the Aborigines out on the... got rid of their... took them off their land.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Well, Greg Larson, the guy that's playing the character, had some ways of solving the problem with Batman.
Logistically, it'll be very easy to do. We don't need to make major changes to the name. Just simply add on additional words at the end.
Okay.
I've done a couple of mock-ups to show you what I mean. Here's some campaign material for Alex Batal.
Yep.
And now, let's take a look at a mock-up of what it would look like if the name was changed.
Okay.
Yes, and as you can imagine, Mick, they add the preceding word.
Yeah, they should have said clowns.
Yes, I think they should have done something.
That's the only C word they should have said.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I believe so.
Maybe. Well, I couldn't say he was cuddly, could I?
But the communications minister did get involved with it, saying that the ABC shouldn't be allowing type of things like this. Mm. However, the ABC did say that it kind of passed their regulations and policies that they have.
Because the F word and the C word has been found in... in court not to be swear words anymore, because swear words are supposed to shock people, and see it's being used commonly every day as a common word in things, so it doesn't do the shocking, so it's not a swear word.
Right. I guess moving on from that, Mick, we can move on from that. Speaking of shocking, you know how recently Rebel Wilson was going to court against six media organisations?
Yes.
Due to the payout that happened with against Bauer Media. Well, she has won that appeal, and they still have to fork out money. Now they've got to pay out for those legal fees that just happened as well.
Yeah, that's not the only media.
All six of them as well, not just Bauer now.
Yeah. Now, remember, Jeffrey Rush has just won a case, in the first part of his case.
Well, that's it. They got they threw out one of the charges, right?
Our local Frankfurter, who had to leave the Rocky Horror Show, he also won his case as well.
Oh, Craig McLaughlin.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
We'll have to see. So the media is getting their asses kicked.
Well, that's it. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, because all it does is you only ever have to mention molesting women or doing something.
Yeah.
And you're in the bad books. We see on TV on these MasterChefs how the women bag each other one out, and they don't say anything about that.
Mm.
That's just as detrimental to the health of the person that they bag out.
Well, that's it. Well, speaking of cooking shows, though, Mick, My Kitchen Rules, looking for new contestants.
Yeah.
You can cook, can't you?
I can bloody cook, yeah.
You should go to it. If you want to.
I can put in toads and frogs, all things slimy in the bogs, and come on with a witch's hat.
You can give them lemons.
Mm.
That would be pretty good, I think. Another auditions. Travel guides are looking for auditions.
I'd like to do the travel guide.
You got to do it in pairs, though, Mick. That's the thing. To apply, it must be groups of 2 to 4 people. So you and I could do it.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. You and I, Glenn, I think.
You can apply for it, and I'll go. We won't take Glenn because he's always travelling.
No, he doesn't count, right?
No, we'll take Peter Mousy.
He won't. He doesn't have a passport, I don't think. But I'll look into that for you, Mick.
Yeah, put us down.
All right, I can do that. Now, the SBS are going to be monitoring more Chinese bulletins as part of China's new super bulletin broadcast that they're going to be launching soon.
You mean SBS is doing the super bulletin, or SBS? No,
China's Communist Party.
Yeah,
they're going to create a super broadcaster aimed at international audiences.
Oh, right.
So they'll be broadcasting to international audiences, and SBS are going to pick it up to show more Chinese news.
It's like BBC World News ABC World News.
Well, that's it. It's including Mandarin, right? Right? Because SBS discontinued it in 2000.
ABC did it too.
Yeah, that's right.
Will they brought lemons and oranges as well if they brought a company?
Mandarin? I don't know. Ah, you joke. I'm not too sure about that, but yes. Speaking of bad jokes though, Mick.
Yeah.
A young British driver tried to get away. He got pulled over by the police, right? And his fake ID was of Homer Simpson. And it was actually a woman, and she tried to get away with it. And I'm sure the cops knew that she was not Homer Simpson, so she got a fine, clearly.
That's all right.
For speeding, so... she must have been drunk, who knows exactly, but... I thought that was pretty funny, I have to say. Other than that, 60 minutes, maybe?
You know why she didn't get away with it?
Why?
She should have been the young girl in Homer Simpson.
Oh, the Simpsons. Lisa or Marge. Well, I had a look at the address on the fake ID, and the actual address isn't the Simpsons address. Because the address on here says 728 Springfield Way.
Yeah, Springfield.
But that's wrong. I know there is a Springfield in Massachusetts, I think.
Yeah, there's heaps of Springfields in the USA.
That's it. But the Simpsons, Mick, live on 742 Evergreen Terrace. So
Springfield.
Well, that's it. And obviously, the cops knew that, and the addresses don't match up.
Oh.
So, that kind of makes sense, you know, Nick.
Well, was it a photo ID?
Yeah, it was.
Should have done is had a photo of one of her, of who it was.
Yeah.
And stuck it in front, say, "Do I look like him?"
Well, that's it, Nick. Quickly moving on to tidbits. 60 Minutes, Mick, you're a fan of 60 Minutes?
No, I used to be.
Okay, well, you're a fan of Kylie Minogue? Okay, well, they're going to do a biography piece on it tomorrow.
Alright.
If you want to check it out. Do you like Redfern Now?
No.
Loved that show. Really no. Liked it. Okay, well, for those that watch NITV, you can re-watch it. It's going to start airing on there soon.
Good to know if you've actually worked on it.
Oh, sorry, it started on Thursday night, so next week it'll continue. It's a really good show.
One bloke called Richard Green.
Yeah?
I knew him very good.
Oh, okay, and he was on it.
Yeah, I did. I was doing tape with him. He was doing around. He was doing something about history of Aborigines and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Every time I think of Richard Green, I think of Robin Hood. That's who.
Oh, because, yeah, that makes sense. And finally, Mick, the NRL footy show.
Yeah?
There's a petition to bring Fatty Vorton back because people are not happy with just the one female host. They want to bring him back.
Oh, bring back Fatty. He used to be funny.
Yeah? They want to reinstate him. There's a petition that's already started with 25,000 likes on Facebook. People have signed it. So let's see what happens. I don't think anything. 6,000 signatures so far. I don't know as of today, though.
But if there's only one woman on and no blokes...
No, there are blokes, but Fatty isn't the host anymore, so...
Yeah.
I'm not too sure... Oh, sorry. There are 6,743 signatures as of this moment. 7,500 for the completion, so... Mm. And that's pretty much it for television, Mick.
Mm.
That's it. What have you been watching?
Can't remember. Sometimes I fall asleep.
Okay, I watched quite a lot of ABC this week, though. Oh, we checked out Sando this week?
Yeah, Sando, crap.
Not a very good show. I'm not going to continue.
It might improve, but usually the first episode is usually the crunch of how many people watch it.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. First 5 minutes is the most important part of the show. If it doesn't improve after that, or you don't like it after that, you just turn off.
Well, that's it, Meg, I believe so. And I don't think it did that well in the ratings either, to be honest. Don't even know if it was in the top 20. Don't think it was.
If it's on when MasterChef's on, it wouldn't be very good compared to it.
No, of course not. I don't think it would have done as good as MasterChef, that's for sure.
And I've been watching Adam Looking for Eve.
How's that?
That's crap.
Well, good. Sounds crap.
If you want to see naked women and men,
oh my God,
just watch it. On a deserted island.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Mm.
All right, that's pretty much it for television, Mick.
Mm.
And that has been the Wild West for another week.
Yahoo, boy! Yahoo!
Yeehaw, we are done.
I'm going to jump on my steed and ride home into the sunset.
Crack the whip and you're out of here. Mm. That's it. We covered quite a lot of topics, Mick. We covered, obviously, the whole Facebook drama. We got a little bit closer to home with parking and bulk billing and the Batman by-election and all our sports. We clearly love sport, don't we, Mick?
Yeah.
That's a no. That's pretty much it. We'll be back next week. You can find us on SaturdayNightLive.com.au. That's our website. And pretty much within the next... Well, I guess in exactly 2 weeks' time, we'll be back on the proper radio.
Yep.
Next week will be our last recorded episode.
And we'll be at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning.
Yes, on 2GLF, which is 893... on your local radio or 893fm.com.au if you go to the internet. I'll see you next week.
Au revoir.